Have you ever struggled with your identity or maybe having a low self-value? Have you ever thought that maybe you had nothing knowledgeable to say, so it's better that you didn't say anything? You know, friend, I feel you. I used to be that girl. I used to be insecure and really unsure of even speaking, even smiling. I didn't even smile with my whole capacity, not like I do now. I was a different girl back then. And I want to talk to you today about some tips that you can use that I did in order to help me get past that and be able to shine the way that God created me to shine. Do you wish you were able to show up more calm and present for your friends and family? What would it be like if you were more balanced and positive? What if you could stop telling yourself that you never have enough time or money? How could your life change? Welcome to Ditching Depression for Busy Moms, the inspiring mental health podcast. My name is Melanie Borbo. I'm a wife, I'm a mother, I'm a daughter of the king, and I'm a certified health coach with years of experience helping people overcome depression and anxiety with holistic health solutions and life enhancements. If this episode blesses you, please share it with others who may need the help. And also, leave me a review, as it warms my heart tremendously to know that I've actually helped you in some way. So may the great God Almighty bless you and keep you, my friend. Hey, friend, if you are tired of the struggle and just want someone to guide you into a more peaceful and calm mind so that you can show up present for your family, let's chat. Usually what I do is offer a free 15 to 20 minute call where we go over your goals, a little about what I do, and some of my favorite resources. You don't have to get anything, but if you see something you like, I can totally show you how to take the next steps. If that sounds good to you, book your free call at the link in the description, and I will see you there. I was in a coaching call today with a lady, and she made a comment about, you know, who am I if I'm not a mother, a wife, a grandmother? Like, who am I? And it brought me back to a time when I remember being like that. I remember thinking that I didn't have any value, or that, you know, I wasn't worth anything. And I'll tell you why I was that in that place. Now, this is a long time ago. I've grown so much since then. I've changed so much since then. But back then, I had had some pretty horrible words spoken over me by my stepfather. And he, you know, he would say things to me that would make it very clear to me that I didn't have a lot of value to him anyway. And I carried that out. I carried that out into other areas of my life way past the time after he'd said it, because that's the thing about words, you know, words stick with us. Bruises will heal, but words will stick with us. And they start to define who we are if we allow them to, whether they're good or bad, right? Positive or negative, it doesn't matter. And so these words were spoken over me. And I remember being so insecure. Like I actually wouldn't really talk much. I never felt like I had anything important to say. And even when I look back on pictures now of that girl, I didn't even smile. Like I wouldn't fully smile, not like I do now. Now I love to laugh. I love to smile. But back then I was so insecure. I had such a low self-value. And I was thinking about it today after I'd had that coaching call, and I thought, you know, what did I do to get past that girl, to get to who I am today? Like, what are the steps? What got me here? And that's what I want to share with you, because I think it is really important. Because as I look back on my coaching clients and on, you know, just even some of the market research that I've done, I realize that this is a big issue for a lot of people. I mean, I'm sure it happens for men too, but I'm specifically speaking to women, right? Because that's who I usually coach. And I just think it's so important that we understand that just because we are somewhere once, we don't have to stay there forever. So let's dig into some things that I know work, because I've witnessed them. So the first thing that I did is someone had said to me, So I met this man, this elderly man, and I still kind of think of him as an angel of some sort, because he was this elderly man that he just kind of showed up in our lives. He didn't stick around long. He was only there. Maybe I only met him once or twice. I can't even remember. But I remember him saying to me, he said something to me about you need to let your light shine, or you need to, I forget what his words were, but it was something like, you need to be more of who you are. And at that time, I didn't really know what that meant, except that he said to me, I remember him saying, he said, you have to find something about yourself that you really appreciate. And you have to focus on that until you find other things that you can be confident in. And that struck me so odd, because he said to me, he said, you have the most beautiful blue eyes. I'd never thought about that before. I'd never really even paid any attention, because when I looked in the mirror, all I saw was a drab, boring girl looking back at me, right? Like, that's what I saw when I looked in the mirror. I never thought there was anything good in me. And so to hear this man that I didn't know, and I mean, don't get me wrong, he wasn't trying to be weird, like, you know, there's none of that, but he just simply said, like, find something to really appreciate about yourself. And so after he had that conversation with me, I remember looking in the mirror going, you know, actually, I do like the color of my eyes. I actually really do like the color of my eyes. And so that kind of started me being aware of me, right? Being aware of who I was and what I was for, and did I have a purpose, and like all of these things. And I mean, I was young back then, but it really truly started to open my eyes, I guess, open my eyes to a different way of seeing things, a different way of seeing myself. And so as time goes on, I'm appreciating that I have these blue eyes that I really enjoy. I like the color. I start to look in the mirror and think, one day I'm going to have long brown hair, right? And I do now, which is really funny. But anyway, you know, different things like that. And so the first thing that I would say is find something about yourself that you can appreciate. Because as you appreciate one thing, you will start to become aware of other things that you appreciate. Like, and for me now, it's the way that I am with people. I really enjoy that I love people the way that I do. I really love that I can trust people the way that I do. But I didn't just jump from being super insecure to being here confident and knowing who I am in Christ. Like, that took some time, right? So that's the other thing is, so once you look at, you know, what is it? When you look at yourself and you think, I hate everything about you. There's nothing good in there. I can't see anything good. I want you to ask why you hate yourself so much. Why? Did someone tell you that? Did someone speak those words over you at some point in your life and you just took it on? What is the reason behind why you hate yourself, or why you feel like you have no value? Once you kind of start to dig into that, really unpack it, right? If something comes up, well, I hate your hair. Okay, like, I'm just using an example. So if you look in the mirror and you say, oh, I hate you. Like, I hate you. And then you ask yourself, why? Why do I hate that person looking at me in the mirror? Why? And, it, you know, your mind will start to spit things out like, oh, you have ugly hair, or your skin is just all messed up, or, you know, you're too fat, or you're too short, or you're like, whatever it is. Then dig into that. Why do I think that I'm, you know, too tall, too skinny, too fat, too short? Why? And so many times, and with many clients, it has been because of words that have been spoken over us. Many times as a child, like even singing, I had a teacher when I was in about grade 2 or 3 who told me that I should stop singing. I should never sing again because I was terrible at it. Well, to a little kid, that absolutely shut me down. I wouldn't sing. I wouldn't sing ever. Until I met some beautiful people at the church that I go to now. And he is all, they both are like, they sing and he plays guitar and they're always, always doing music stuff. And he kept saying, Mel, come on, sing with us, sing with us, sing with us, sing with us. It took a long time. Finally, enough of those words were spoken over me that I went, okay, you know what? I'll say, I love singing, so I'm going to come sing with you. And now, even though I wouldn't call myself a singer now, I'm able to get up there and sing like when I need to, right? Like I still wouldn't want to do a solo by myself or something, but I'm able to get up there and do it because I got past the words that were spoken over me. So that's the next step, is we have to change the pathway in our brain. And I think I've talked about this before, but we have these pathways in our brain. And the more we go over that same thought, it's like we're really digging a trench in our brain of like a deep path, a deeply embedded path. So the more we walk that path, the deeper it gets and the harder it is to find a new path. But that's what we have to do. And that's what that old man did for me, right? That's what he did when he got me to change the way that I saw myself, even briefly. It caused me to start down a new path. And every time that I looked in the mirror and I said, man, I do actually like the color of my eyes. I actually do. That pathway was growing, right? It was becoming more of a path. And the more I used that one, the less I used the one that said, oh, I hate you, you're ugly, you got, you know, there's nothing good about you. The less I used that one, and the more I used the one saying, yeah, you know, actually, I like that about you. I like that about you. That pathway got built. The new one got built. And it's that pathway that took me into then being aware of how other people acted, right? I remember one girl when I went to high school. I think I was in probably junior high. And I remember watching her thinking, hey, she seems so confident. Like she seems so, like that she's just got it all together. What is her secret? And I would just watch her. And I would watch how she would, you know, she would just laugh at herself. If she made a mistake, she would just laugh like, oh, oops, right? No big deal. And I thought, how do I be more like that? How do I just let it be? How do I just laugh at myself when I make a mistake? Instead of thinking that the world is caving in, how do I be more like that? And so those are all steps in changing that pathway. Another really, really, really important way to change a pathway, in my opinion, is to read who God says you are from His Word. When you start reading the Bible with the eyes of, who does God say that I am? Right? Like I'm created in the image of God. And who is God, right? When I started to realize that, like when I first came to the Lord and I started to realize how much He loved me for me without changing, without doing anything, how much He loved me and how willing to accept me He was, it changed everything for me. All of a sudden now I wasn't trying to prove my worth to any human. I was simply trying to prove, not even prove, but trying to live up to who God said I was, right? Trying to just make God proud. That was my, you know, that's always been my thing. I want to hear, well done, good and faithful servant. That's what I want to hear from the Lord. And so the more I got to know Him, the more I realized how much He loves all of us, each and every one of us, and that He created each of us with a plan and a purpose. That means our life is going to look different than someone else's. Our worth is going to be different. Not different in the way of one's better than the other, just different because of the plans and the purpose that He has for us. Different, right? It's okay to be different. And when I realized that, and when I started to really change the language, the words that I spoke over myself, it changed, completely changed that pathway in my brain. Dug a trench, man. Dug a trench of who I am, what my identity is. My identity is in Christ Jesus. And when we know that, when we know that He is for us, then who can be against us, right? And so that is the second or third step. I'm not sure which one I'm on yet, but is changing that pathway and speaking life over ourselves, speaking life over our situation, speaking life over our families. I mean, I get it. You're a busy mom. You've got little kids or teenagers running around, right? And needing you and maybe not being so loving sometimes. And I get it that we can get lost. We can get lost in just simply being a mom, just simply being a wife. But when we know whose we are, it changes the game. It changes the way that we show up. It changes the way that we impact others. It changes things so, so profoundly and actually so easily. We don't have to do everything. We don't have to do anything in order to know whose we are and who we belong to, right? Now, the next tip that I have for you is to find your passion. What is it that lights you up? What is it that sets your heart on fire? Do you have a passion for learning? Do you have a passion for service? Do you have a passion for business? Do you have a passion for art? What is your passion? And then do more of that. Add more of that stuff into your life. You know, could just be maybe you're taking an art class, which you haven't taken for years or maybe never. Maybe you're volunteering at a soup kitchen, right? What lights you up? Get out there and do more of that. And I promise you that you will start to see and experience your true value. Your true value is who Jesus says you are, not what the world says you are. And so I really want you to understand that the sooner that you become who God created you to be, the more of an impact you're going to make and the bigger difference you're going to make, even in your kids' lives. Even if they just watch it, it's still going to be a change for them. So I pray that this blesses you. And again, you know, if you are struggling with just the whole mental health struggle, depression, anxiety, any of those things, and you want someone to kind of guide you and help you, I am here. I would love to have a conversation with you, find out a little bit about you, a little bit about your goals, share a little bit about what I do. And if it's a fit, I can show you the next steps, right? It's easy, easy peasy. We can have a 15 or 20 minute call and we can figure out if this is something that is worth moving forward for you or not. So anyway, it will be a link in the description. So go ahead and check that out. And God bless you, my sister. I love you. And I just remember that I'm praying for you because I want you to be your best. Absolutely. Take care. Until next time. God bless. Have you been blessed or encouraged, motivated by this episode? If so, then I would love to hear from you. You can show your gratitude to me and to show me that I've actually given you value by just dropping a quick little review on this podcast. It warms my heart to hear from you. And also, it'll help other people find this podcast that can be blessed or encouraged as well. And if you know someone who needs to hear this, then by all means, share away. And if you want to find out more about how you can, you know, we could possibly work together, just come on over to ditchingdepression.com and you can find my contact details there. Take care and God bless.